Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Benefits from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program will not get paid as part of the government shutdown you've been hearing about on NPR. News 88.7's Tom Perumian joins me live now. Tom, the president says those payments would stop being distributed soon, correct?
That's right, Matt. The Department of Agriculture proclaiming November 1st, the well will run dry. SNAP benefits will stop or at least be delayed. 3.5 million Texans depend on SNAP. In all, $614 million will not make it to recipients, half of which are children. Adding to the problem, new work and eligibility requirements passed by Republicans. Additionally, the loss of $60 million to food banks through DOGE cuts, according to the Texas Observer. Now, a bright spot to the problem is the HEB, donating $6 million to fund their own outreach in San Antonio and help out Meals on Wheels.
All right, Tom. Now, nonprofit leaders say they plan to reduce services for seniors who rely on the Meals and Wheels program across Harris, Galveston, and Fort Bend counties. News 88.7 Sydney Jackson tells us how the program is bracing for the loss of funding.
The Meals on Wheels program delivers meals and safety checks to vulnerable seniors who are homebound and at risk of food insecurity. The Harris and Galveston programs are expecting $500,000 in government funding cuts. That's according to Ali Al-Sudani, Chief Programs Manager with IM Houston, the nonprofit that delivers Meals on Wheels in those counties. He says the nonprofit will have to serve fewer meals to about 300 seniors.
It's not right on all levels. It's morally not right, ethically not right.
Fort Bend seniors' Meals on Wheels will scale back their home-delivered meals from 7 to 5 meals per week starting next year. That's due to what they say is an immediate reduction to federal funding. I'm Sydney Jackson, News 88.7.
Liberty County officials say that a woman accused of trying to drown her 3 children back in September was attempting a murder-suicide. 39-year-old Jessica Quintana is facing 3 felony charges and was given a total bond amount of $3 million. She's charged with 2 counts of injury to a child and 1 count of attempt to commit aggravated assault. Authorities say she gave the children NyQuil and alcohol. Those children were in custody of protective services before being placed with family members. Charges have been dropped against the 4 people who were arrested for protesting during the removal of Montrose's rainbow crosswalks. In an interview, their attorney, Brian Harrison, said much of the damage has been done.
And effectively, the city of Houston, through the police department and the district attorney's office, enabled Trump and Abbott to pursue their right-wing agenda by carrying it out, by destroying the rainbow crosswalk.
Those protesters had attempted to block construction crews from removing the crosswalks, which the city did back on October 20th. In sports, the Rockets got their first win of the season last night against the Brooklyn Nets, 137-109, the final score in the game. 6 different players had at least 10 points in the win for Houston. I'm Matt Harab, News.